This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we want to make sure that you're following everything. So visit our website for newcaliforniastate.com. And of course, NCS 51, the other sidekick to it. We got a lot of things going on, and we're going to be talking about Gavin Newsom. Yeah, we cannot let this man up, right? Because affixed to him is now the swastika on the forehead business. I think everybody's recognized that. And, of course, what's happening in some of the counties of California and also the nation, we're going to be talking about that. It's just kind of a different feeling in the air, isn't there? Going to give us our freedom back, they say. Taking away your rights. And we're going to play a little bit of that. But anyway, we got a lot of things going on. The President of the United States was very good last night. He's talking about the COVID virus business and all this other stuff. And of course, a lot of the counties that we thought were going to be open were closed down by the Nazi himself. And of course, now everybody's kind of back. Oh, well, we didn't really mean it. Yeah, we're going to listen. I can tell you one thing, that there's going to be certain people that are not going to be allowed to run for office again. I don't think they're going to get any kind of support. In fact, they're not. They get support from their immediate little cadre of folks around them that surround them and protect them. It's like, you know, it's like the Reichstag, basically. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, the big thing, I think, was that you had the president speaking last night to Martha McCallum and to Brett Baer in the Lincoln Memorial. By the way, if you've ever been, that is just such a fantastic place, the Lincoln Memorial. Absolutely fantastic. It's stunning to stand there. You know, I had the opportunity to be in there. It was a busy day. It's the weirdest thing. There's a lot of people down on the mall, you know, and it was just incredible. And I turned around, and for maybe about a minute, I'm the only one in there. I'm like going, wow. I'm serious. For, you know, just, you know, people come, they come like a wave, you know, in and out and in and out. And I'm standing in front of Lincoln. It's just me and my bro. Lincoln bro, right? I mean, talk about being touched by the big man. And I'm sitting there thinking, a moment in time, literally one moment. And so I'm turning around and there's nobody, there's not a sound. It was the weirdest. It's the middle of the day. Middle of the rush. The mall was really, really busy. But for whatever reason, there was that kind of ebb that just... So last night, I was watching a little bit. I did not see the whole thing. So I just want to, you know, admissions on this. Because we're just kind of busy. We did have a two-hour phone call last night. Steve Frank was on the phone. Did a fantastic job for us, Political News and Views. We're going to be doing some reportage from him later in the third hour. And, of course, Christy, more prognostications about the financial condition of Chris. And we got a really good combination of comments by Steve Frank and Chris together. Not together, but after, you know, Chris was off the phone. And it was really a good comparison, contrast, more facts, basically, were coming out for everybody to understand about the financial position in California, which we're going to talk about in a minute. We're actually, I think we're going to push that one back to the next hour, and we'll also talk about the protesters and about the influence. We went out and protested on Saturday, and it was really, really well received by the public. It was kind of interesting. We're doing the flag thing on the corner, and we had about 30 of us. It was really impressive, actually, very impressive. And, of course, they had the protest out on the Capitol on Friday that no one really wants to talk about, the jackbooted, we call them now the Newsom Nazis. You know, all these highway patrolmen, they get all dressed up in their battle gear, you know, to take on and arrest children and little girls primarily. That's kind of interesting. Little girls and mothers. Yeah, real brave. Real brave. Why don't you think about that? You know, it was interesting to see how that was working. And the comments that people made to me, I saw a little bit of it on the videos and stuff that I saw, but I was very disturbed by that. They brought it up to my attention to begin with, and I went back and looked at the videos. I was going, wow. But some people said, no, it was equal men, equal women that were being picked up. So, but I got, for whatever reason, I got a smattering of that by the, but, and then some people are actually on tape. A videotape that actually say that, but that's just, you know, neither here nor there right now. But the big question really in everybody's mind right now is about China and what's been going on there. And Chris Street wrote an article that just appeared in Epoch Times this morning. And this was one that was written back on April 3rd, and then updated back on April 6th. And it's this is one of the things that one of the things that we talked about earlier. In about the People's Liberation Army, right? China's military, officially the People's PLA, expect to fully integrate and enhance its weapons with its global navigation satellite system, the BDAO-3. The system's final satellite is scheduled to launch in May. That's why it came up. China went live in 2018 with its own global positioning satellite network in a bid to rival the United States GPS, Russia's GLONASS and EU's Galileo commercial navigation systems, but with the launch of the 33rd BDAO, 33rd satellite on March 9th, China is within two satellites of achieving a full integrated military and civilian global navigation satellite system that could rival America's highly accurate GPS-3. Gee, I wonder why this is all coming up to be a big deal, right? That they've got all this ability to do all this stuff. I wonder why. It says the BDS-3 global service system is rated 95% for availability with horizontal by vertical positioning accuracy of 10 meters and velocity accuracy of 0.2 meters per second and time accuracy of 20 nanoseconds. Accuracies for Asia-Pacific positioning are extremely competitive, 5 meters horizontally by 5 meters vertically. With 24 satellites in orbit, Baidu announced that over 70% of Chinese smartphones in 30 nations with 400 million users were accessing satellite navigation through BDS-3. In addition, Chinese state-run media Xinhua reported that Baidu receives, well, I'm getting that one out there, all right, receivers have been integrated into over 6.5 million buses, trucks, and taxis. China's Belt and Road Initiative, This is the old Silk Road business. Has launched commercial partner uses for BDS in 90 nations. Now, I wonder why they're doing this. To be competitive with the United States, of course, right? BDS has been used in various fields, including validation of land rights in Indonesia, surveying in Uganda, construction in Kuwait, agricultural planning in Burma, also known as Myanmar, offshore property rights in the Maldives, logistics in Thailand, drone coordination in Cambodia, airport control in Pakistan, and power network inspections in Russia. Zhenhua forecasts that with Daibu's leadership, its domestic satellite navigation industry revenue will exceed 57 billion or 400 billion won by 2020. Or in 2020. The rollout of the Huawei 5G equipment promises to leverage China's cloud server and data transfer dominance. 5G. But the biggest beneficiary is a BDS-3 constellation will be the rapidly expanding People's Liberation Army Rocket Force that jumped from 29 to 40 missile brigades since 2017, according to Popular Science. The units are being equipped with expanded long-range intercontinental ballistic and hypersonic glide missiles. Something to worry about. Not the COVID.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. Trump's China tariff threat. Here we go. Last night.
And they didn't want to admit it. They tried to cover it. They tried to put it out. It's like a fire. You know, it's really like trying to put out a fire. They couldn't put out the fire.
Are you considering new tariffs on China as sort of a punishment for their handling of the virus?
Well, it's the ultimate punishment. I will tell you that. I don't like to tell you what I'm, because, you know, we're all playing a very complicated game of chess or poker. Name whatever you want to name. But it's not checkers, that I can tell you.
Stuart, how do you think we should hold them accountable? Tariffs?
Stuart Varney, I like him.
That's one method. And as the president said, that is the ultimate punishment. I think he's holding that in reserve way down the road if we don't get satisfaction in the near term. But clearly, China has to be held accountable for what they've done. Covering up the virus, allowing the spread of the virus, which affected the entire world. They've got to be held accountable. And ultimately, maybe there will be new tariffs, but that's entirely the president's decision, based on what China does in the near term. I'll tell you this, though, Ainsley, that threat of maybe more tariffs to come has upset the stock market, because this morning we'll open down 200 or 300 points, largely because of that threat of the reimposition of tariffs. That's something investors don't want to see.
That's a big deal, obviously. That is a big deal. And something to clearly watch, isn't it? Something to clearly watch. What's going to be happening there? I think that's it's kind of interesting as you take a look at the flora and fauna. I guess you'd the news flora and fauna, you know, the plants and the animals. About what's going on. And the chess pieces that are out there. And, of course, we're playing 3D chess with a guy like him, right? Exactly. And I guess the COVID virus is a big part of the chess pieces on the table, isn't it? Dan Bongino. Somebody said, listen to Dan Bongino last night. Okay, whoever was on the phone last night who mentioned, I don't know. We had you know, almost 300 people on the phone last night. And you just don't get all the names, but I'll give you credit anyway. Dan Bongino, mini tyrant.
Governor Newsom in California needs to stop treating people, grown adults, American citizens, like
Newsom.
Children, Steve. Listen, you know, you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't say on one hand, yeah, we believe in the science, the data, the facts, and the figures. And then when the science and the data says there's very little evidence of significant outdoor transmission, and there's very little evidence that if you're 6 feet apart or more, you're going to get this, there's a low probability of catching it, and then say, but we're going to close the beaches too. Do you believe in the science? Or don't you? You stop treating people like infants. These people can, American citizens can handle this and be responsible. And another thing, actually the more important point here. Listen, to all the tyrants and mini tyrants out there trying to shut people in their homes with very little evidence to base it on and treating them like kids in the process. The Bill of Rights was not a suggestion, okay? The Constitution's not optional. I'm not sure if they read the First Amendment. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a mild suggestion people should obey. You raised your right hand. You swore to it as a public figure, and people in law enforcement too. You swore to protect and defend it. The First Amendment, Steve, is crystal clear. People should read it. Again, it's not a campaign slogan. Congress shall make no law. No law. Prohibiting the establishment of religion. Everybody's read it. A peaceful assembly. I don't understand. Did that take a vacation, the Bill of Rights? I'm still having a hard time digesting where these governors think they're getting this authority from.
Ah, or is Newsom's orders from last week something else? Is it something else? Aha! I got you now, didn't I? Is it something else? In other words, in this hand, I've got this little shining light. And in this hand, I've got this little shining light. Now I put them together. Where'd the shining lights go? I don't know. Or maybe we're playing two-hand Monty or something like that. I don't know. Right? All I can say is, hello. So let's look at Zero Hedge now. Now, I want you to put your hands on the 10 and 2, you longtime listeners of Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure your seatbelt's on. I don't want you driving off the street if you're down there in, you know, someplace outside of New York. I don't want that happening. But you know, this applies to California. But it applies to you, too. So, here, listen, if you're in a blue state, it's you. You know that little alliance, that pact that these guys have together? Between New York and Illinois and California and we got this pact and we're not going to do anything about opening up until everybody's in agreement. That way we can hold the president hostage. They've got their own little mini nation. Right? Because they're dictators. And they're all blue. But let's look at the big bad boy. Let's take a look. Zero Hedge Tyler Durden from Sunday. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the nation's most populous state has flipped from tens of billions in surplus to deficits over the course of weeks. The headline on this, by the way, I didn't read the headline to you. Newsom says California went from surplus to tens of billions in deficits in weeks. Won't get by without federal help. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Neener, neener. We told you so, didn't we? There is no $21 billion surplus or rainy day fund or anything like that. I told you guys, how does Gavin Newsom do his math? He puts a one down. Well, actually, he checks his bank account, and I've got a dollar. But no, today, I want to feel good. And I want the people I talk to feel good. I'm going to make sure my secretary puts six zeros behind that one. And then when somebody asks, oh, but the data shows. The data shows that we have $1 billion right there, $1 million. Let's put some more. Oh, now we got $1 billion. Oh, but more zeros. Just put some more. We got $1 trillion. Shocking. Oh, what now? It's May 1st? May Day? Oh, we don't have that. I'm sorry. It was only a joke. But I went on The View and I told the world, God, we got a $21 billion with a B. We got a $21 billion surplus. So as he's dishing out orders about Orange County having to stand down, getting everybody all upset about the COVID. He's all coming in and sliding in and saying, oh, well, you know, that rainy day, we don't really have those billions. We're broke as a joke, which is exactly what we've been telling you for years now. They're broke as a joke. Guess what? The joke's on us, right? Now he wants a federal bailout. I think the federal bailout is slim to none, and Slim just left town. That's just what I'm thinking. Last year, I did a May revise with a $21.4 billion budget surplus, Newsom said on Friday during his daily coronavirus briefing. See? We got that coronavirus around for a reason, right? We got everybody all hyped up. Everybody's thinking about coronavirus. They're not thinking about this lie that I told everybody last year. According to Bloomberg, this year, I will be doing a May revise looking at tens of billions of dollars in deficit. We just went tens of billions of dollars of surplus in just a few weeks to a deficit. Really? Another lie. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Says California crowded beaches may delay state openings. Now, this is something that comes off from this article. Newsom says California went from surplus to tens of billions of deficit in weeks and won't get by without federal help. Here comes new California. This is exactly what we said was going to happen, and it happened. He actually said it. Now do you understand why he was so hysterical about closing the beaches in Orange County, making a crisis over here so I can really screw you over there? Get it? Now listen, this is national importance, guys. And some of you know, you always talk about California. Well, guess what? You're being Californicated right now and you don't even know it. If you're in Tennessee, come on, wake up. Wake up, America, and say no to this nonsense, because this is exactly one of the big headlines. I am going to go to Fox News. I'll bet you they have this. I'll bet you they have this headlines on Fox News. I haven't been to Fox News today, by the way. I haven't, but I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, this is what's there. It's got to be. Well, that one didn't open up to Fox News. Oh, here it is. Okay, back to the people's business. Back to the people's business. The Senate returns to work under unusual terms amid coronavirus crisis. Front and center at the very top of the fold for Fox News. And what are they talking about? Well, let's just dive into this one real quick. And again, we don't want the nation Californicated. This is where New California comes in and creates a new state, folks. Now, that's national import, right? Works under unusual terms amid... So let's see if we can suss out the content of this story. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just want to find out if they've got some sort of part to play in this. They've got some sort of a thing going on here, you know. U.S. Senate returns Monday in earnest for the first time since March 25th with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling lawmakers back to Washington amid enhanced precautions due to the coronavirus, right? Congress has been largely out due to the pandemic except for limited sessions. With skeleton crews, the House remains out, with leaders having announced they will not be back this week. Now, they're not back this week for a reason. Let's catch up with the news story and see if we got it here.
From is live in Alexandria, Virginia, where, Chad, we have been talking about this, and there are questions from some lawmakers themselves over whether this is the right time.
That's right, Sandra. There's a lot of consternation, and one of the reasons is because the region had 2,000 new cases on Thursday. Washington, D.C. itself had the deadliest day yet with coronavirus, 19 deaths in the District of Columbia. Now, Mitch McConnell, he has not said whether or not he consulted with the Capitol attending physician or if the Capitol attending physician gave him different information from what was given to the House of Representatives. And when they reconvene the Senate, keep in mind this is more than just senators. That means staff. It means U.S. Capitol Police officers, also custodians. This is what worries Chris Van Hollen, Democratic senator from Maryland.
I'm very worried about all the Capitol staff and putting their health and lives at risk. And I want to make sure that Senator McConnell puts in place adequate protections to make sure that the Senate doesn't become a vector for the coronavirus.
The House and Senate rarely agree on much, including when each body should meet during a pandemic. The House originally planned to meet next week, too, but Democratic leaders retreated when the Capitol attending physician, Dr. Brian Monahan, expressed concerns about the House returning as numbers in Washington, D.C. aren't dropping yet. And it's a little surprise that in Congress, returning to session is a Democrat versus Republican issue.
Okay.
It's from the attending physician, and I'm a physician, and I agree with what we're going to be doing starting Monday in the Senate in a safe and smart way.
Okay, let me break it down for you. The Democrats don't want to come back for an obvious reason. They have to deal with a problem in California and in other states that have massive deficits. California is the worst. The $21 billion, gone. Where's the other $320 billion they couldn't account for last year? Gone. It's a massive hole that they have to worry about out in California. And everybody's saying in California, well, not me, but everybody in the Democrats said, we need a bailout, we need a bailout, we need a bailout, we need a bailout. No, we don't. They need to be thrown out. They're the ones who perpetrated this whole fraud to begin with. And then to lie, to absolutely lie, like you're seeing right now with Gavin Newsom coming out on the other day. What a crock of crap. This is what they are trying to figure out right now. It says Senate leaders are expected to deliver remarks on the floor late Monday afternoon with an evening vote on the confirmation of Robert Friedel to serve on the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Senators, they're expected to pop in, vote, and leave to maintain social distancing. While senators themselves will be present, much of their staff is expected to continue working remotely. Both staff and senators were told to wear face masks. There you go. No spittle on you. The week's Senate calendar includes several hearings later in the week, including today's Senate Intelligence Committee confirmation hearing for Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe. Wednesday, we'll see hearings on COVID-19, including its impact on aviation industry. That's another big one. Jeez, you think. 95% of aviation is not in the air right now. Still unsettled is the matter of possible fifth round of legislation to pump even more money into economic relief in response to the pandemic. A big problem is happening, though. And that is people on welfare now that are getting big bumps in welfare, massive amounts of money, and staying on welfare. Shock. And they don't want to go back to work. Are you shocked by that? When the government is giving you so much money? Some people getting $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year in money. Why go back to work? I had that problem when I opened up a school. We had a round of layoffs and teachers were all over the place and they're getting unemployment. The first day of school, I had three teachers who resigned because they just got their, you got it, they got their checks in the mail and said, hey, I can make more money out in unemployment than I can working. That's the way they calculated it. It's called dependency on government, isn't it? Then they came crawling back once all the benefits ran out. And I said, no. But that's what you create, is a dependent society. So the Democrats want that. We don't. But you see how it's affecting California and the nation. They want more and more and more and more until no one goes to work. Until no one goes to work. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, we got some other little issues here. By the way, the coffee is really good. We're into pot three. Sorry for the slurp there, but we're into pot three. And looking at the story, we just have to be out with this. This is what the Senate has to deal with here. And in the last paragraph of this article from Fox News, ding, 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 we hit the jackpot. It tells the story of New California. It tells the story about what they're really trying to do to bail out Newsom. And here it is. It affects everybody in the country, so listen up. Here's the last two paragraphs. It says, this week's Senate calendar includes several hearings later in the week, including today's or Tuesday's Senate Intelligence Committee confirmation hearing for Director of National Intelligence nominee John Ratcliffe. Wednesday, we will see hearings related to COVID-19, including its impact on the aviation industry. COVID-19 impact aviation history, or industry, right? Okay. It sets the predicate for the next paragraph. Still unsettled is the matter of the possible fifth round of legislation to pump even more money into economic relief in response to the pandemic. See how they did that? Both parties are at odds over whether to send billions more to state and local governments, among other proposals. With nearly, listen to this, nearly $3 trillion already appropriated toward a variety of relief programs since the crisis began. I'll tell you what. This whole COVID crisis is for California. That's my gut. When you have the whole country shut down like this, and your biggest asset is California. And I mean, you're talking, look at it from a globalist standpoint. One of your prized thefts, if you're the Chinese, of course, is California. You got food, you got gold, you got water, you got timber, you got everything. You think I'm kidding? I don't at all. So what do you do to save yourself? Well, you know, you got tariffs coming, right? I played that. The president's got more tariffs, possibly. The market's down because of it, right? There's the proof right there. But the other part of it is, what is wrong with China? China's selling, sell everything, including all of its assets in California. And they're going to lose it. Well, wait a minute. They don't want to lose it entirely. The globalists can't give up on California. They got to have it. It's the jewel. It's the gem of what they want in terms of all the valuable resources there. So, yeah, we can do a little COVID virus business. We can derail. Look at what we can do with everything. We can stop the train wreck. We can create this crisis. We can stop Trump with all of his speeches. We can stop his momentum for running for election. And we can also hide, guess what, financially, we can hide the California problem. We can hide that problem and take out that new California state idea. Who's been telling the whole world about the problem for years now? Not just the last, you know, we just, listen, we're not just jumping on this train now. We are the train. And we've been telling everybody about this for a long time, years and years. And all of a sudden, what happens to COVID? The COVID crisis happens in Orange County, California, at the beaches and only Orange County. Everybody's enraged. How can you do that? Then they have a protest down there in Sacramento with Newsom's Nazis showing up arresting the women and children first, right? Because after all, it is the Titanic. We create the crisis. We create another crisis over here to divert your attention from the real crisis. That the state is broke as a joke, and they're here right now and coming back to the Senate to ask for more money for a bailout for California. Only $1 trillion, that's all they need. Newsom went to the Bank of China and asked for that, and the Bank of China said no. Right now, California has no ability to borrow long-term. Why do you think suddenly, in their primary election, when they came looking for $54 billion, shockingly, the voters turned it down. So nothing. All of a sudden, we thought, oh, there's a glimmer of hope. Maybe the election system was not corrupt after all. So they get a win there, right? Oh, no. Newsom already found out that the Bank of China said no. In other words, that even if the electorate had passed those measures, or it was shown that way, they would have been out to dry because they couldn't borrow money because all of the long-term lenders, financial institutions, are refusing to lend to California right now. They couldn't have done it because they would have refused them at the door. That's why, in my opinion, the election was still fixed. Which means the elections around the nation are still fixed. Unless we do something about it, right? But that's what they're trying to do here. Find out, I mean, especially the Democrats, they're nosing around, sniffing around to see if we can get a relief out of that. We forgot about Pritzker in Illinois. We forgot about Cuomo in New York. Oh, and Kate Braun. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Brown, isn't it? Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Braun. So still unsettled, does that matter? And oh, by the way, California just admitted. Now, they did that for legal terms, legal reasons. The governor had to say that. He doesn't want to go to jail too long. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking in the next hour about some of the protests and some of the things that developed from the protest over the weekend. And a lot of places were protesting around California, which, you know, the Newsom folks just don't like that, especially around the Capitol. They really don't like it. And there was a fairly good-sized group of Americans who showed up in Sacramento. And, of course, the Newsom Nazis showed up. They made their debut for everybody to see, of course. The Newsom Nazis taking all the women and children first to arrest them, of course, put them in plastic zip ties, man style, right? Newsom Nazis, they're all around. They're ubiquitous on the state capitol grounds. And there was a lot of them, but, you know, going to control all those Americans. Because, you know, Americans need to be locked up too, right? I mean, come on, they don't have any civil rights. They don't have any constitutional rights. No rights given to them from God. Right? I mean, that's just the way it is when there were the Newsom Nazis. But, you know, I just beg to differ, obviously. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. One of the things I really learned, though, protesting, is, I've done some protests back in the day. But one of the things I really have sensed from the protests I've been involved in here, the several that we've been involved with, is watching the young kids as they drive by in their cars, because you're standing out there with flags and stuff, and you watch the kids. They're so excited to see us. They are. They got their little cameras out there taking pictures of us. They are all over the map. They're excited. You can see it in their faces. I mean, they huddle over in the one side of the car, the windows, and they're all sitting there. This goes on and on and on. Anytime there's kids, high school age or under, they're all looking at us. They're just and smiling and laughing and waving. And then it hit me, really hit me towards the end of our little protest on Saturday. The kids are learning about what protests really look like, what they are, what the meaning of them are. Just in a few short seconds, they drive by and see all that stuff. Or if the light turns red and you're stuck there with those guys looking at you. Then you have the ones that are triggered. Boy, we had one young lady who was hanging out of the car yelling, "It's for you!" And every other word was the F word, of course. "You this, you that, we're doing this for you!" And we all knew instantly when we heard that girl. We all knew that she was a product of a brainwashed public education system. We knew that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.